It's the Afternoon Jam with PA. Hit them up at 231-722-8338. Or send an email to PA@1037thebeat.com.
Afternoon Jams, 103.7 Beat Drive at 5, brought to you by our friends over at Jar Ink McDonald. As promised in the studio, I don't know if I want to mess this title up because I didn't know she's huge. She's Vice President of Regional Mosaic Education. Miss Alina Zachary Ross is here. How you doing today, Miss Ross?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm doing good, doing good. Welcome to Muskegon.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been wonderful. Everyone has been so welcoming to me. That's the small feel of this town. Everyone knows each other. They're willing to go the extra mile and help. And I have really warmly received their welcome.
Well, you were educated pretty much about 30 miles away, not too far away.
I did my undergrad at Grand Valley State University. Go Lakers.
Go Lakers. Good people there. Great people go through that college.
Yes.
Well, tell me, how has this, 3-4 weeks been?
I've actually only been on site 1 week. Okay. And so this has been amazing. We have had to hire about 100 staff members.
Wow.
We've been preparing the buildings. I know people heard about the safety violations. So we've been ensuring that the school is ready to start so that we can begin right away on September 4th. But we're just right now trying to get the students back enrolled into the district.
Wow. Now, how's that going? How's that process going for the district?
Well, you know, we've had a lot of help from some great people. The Heights Alumni Association was out last Saturday knocking on doors, making sure that people knew that we do have to re-enroll. They've been dispelling some of the rumors. People think that there's a cost to attend our schools, and it's no, we're a public education, we're a public school setting. So it's going slower than we thought, but it's been very positive because of the help that we've received from the boosters, from the alumni, and the community.
Now, to re-enroll, you got to use that term because it's basically a new system, right?
Yes, it is. You know, in the past, everyone, you just came back to school. If you were in first grade, you came back to school and looked and found out whose class you're in, and you went on to second grade. We want to do the same thing. We have several of the teachers are coming back, but we need them to fill out one simple re-enrollment form if they're planning on coming back, so we can prepare adequately for them.
Now, this re-enrollment process is not strenuous. It's not like you're filling out for a car loan, mortgage loan, credit card, none of that.
Not at all. Actually, it's one form per family. So if you have 3 children, you fill out the same one form, put your children's names, birthday, and what grade level they were last in, and that's it. That's all it requires.
Well, if they were in the 7th grade last year, they're going to be in the 8th grade this year then, right?
That's correct. Now, and in all the high school students, we're keeping their same credits. They don't start over with 0 credits. We keep their same credits. We keep their transcript. And we just start from just September 4th on, continuing their transcript, continuing their education.
Now, this is going to be a different type of environment when it comes down to education, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is a different type of environment. But you know what? Some of those same traditional things that you saw in the Heights, those things that people were proud about, the Tiger Pride, that's what's coming back. You know, it's different, but then it's some of the same things that people remember. Those people have been here long ago. We're going to have an engaging curriculum, one in which they're coming to school, they're being actively involved, and I think that's what's going to be really a little bit different. People are used to sitting down and being not really being engaged in a part of the lessons, and we're going to be requiring our teachers to make sure that there's rigorous curriculum, but it's engaging so that it draws the interest of the students so they know why they're there and they want to be there.
Well, you know about Tiger Pride because you come from a community where they are also called the Tigers.
Oh, yes. Yeah, but let me tell you, they don't have anything on these Tigers.
I know. I was there for that. Like, okay, I'm used to Muskegon Heights. The Belleville Tigers, y'all got to come on with it. Come on with it. But it is a different type of feel here, isn't it?
It is. You know, it really is that small town feel. But yet and still not in a rural setting, but in an urban setting. Right. That's what's really exciting about it. We have an enrollment fair coming up this Saturday, and we're really focusing on Committed to the Heights. What I found here is that there are business owners. There's still some stores in the area that are serious about supporting Heights families and Fight Heights students. And so I love this Committed to the Heights just environment.
Well, tomorrow at 5:30, what's going to be happening at the high school?
Tomorrow at the high school, you know, they hear the word high school, but we keep reintroducing the entire district. So at the high school tomorrow, everybody's been asking, who are the new heads of schools? That's what we call our principals in our organization. Mm-hmm. Who are the new heads of schools? Everyone will be able to meet all of the heads of schools. The head of school, Ms. Glenda Robinson Scott, she was there last year at King. She'll be at King, which will be a kindergarten and first grade. The principal or head of school at Edgewood, who is Ms. Sonia Hernandez, she'll be there. Our new person to the district, I guess, but not new to the community, the middle school principal, Mr. Andre Johnson. And then all the way from New Jersey, wow. Jersey girl, wow. We have Ms. Donna Johnson, not related to Andre Johnson, but Ms. Right. Donna Johnson, who will be the high school principal.
She's a doctor, right?
Oh, yeah. She is phenomenal. People might see her and not understand. She knows our students. She knows. She's from Jersey. She has dealt with our students and for many years. She is awesome.
I done some research on her. She went through Newark, New Jersey, and the school district she worked for was one of the school districts that the state of Michigan was behind, and she was brought in to help out on a special project. I said, okay, this lady knows something then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If Cory Booker's backing you, then you got some support.
She does, and so she might not look and feel like the Heights at first, mm-hmm. but she's got that little rough Jersey edge about her. But right. She loves some students, and she knows what she's doing. She's an educator who loves and is passionate about her work.
Well, in the studio, Ms. Elena Zachary Ross, Vice President Regional. What's the title again?
New it's Vice RVP, Regional Vice President. It's the same thing as a superintendent in a traditional school district. We just have regional vice presidents as our titles and all over the nation.
The buck stopped with you in Muskegon Heights now.
That's it.
You got a lot on your shoulder there.
I love this quote that you have. It's a hard task, but someone must do it.
Someone must do it.
That's it. So the buck stops here.
When you got the call, or when you found out about Muskegon Heights and Mosaic, was it something that you instantly jumped on?
No, when I got the call, I wanted to know what was going on. You know, I'm a public educator. Mm-hmm. I came in under a union. I knew that there had been some concerns as far as finances. I knew the concerns as far as academics. So I really wanted to know what Mosaica. I had to really study Mosaica a little bit more. I had heard of Mosaica. We have in the Metro Detroit area some schools. So I really wanted to know what they were about. And then once I found out truly what was happening in our schools and how they can help, to be honest, the black children. How can they help our children? And what they followed through and what they said that they were going to do. And when they fronted that $5.5 million, I said, okay, they are serious about what they're doing.
So Mazerica put this up.
Yes, they have had to front lots of the costs.
Yes.
They have had to say, okay, what is this curriculum going to be like when they sent their first proposals in? Mm-hmm. And really, they have, you know, the Tiger Pride is there. They have the pride. They don't want the name of Mosaica to be negative at all. Mm-hmm. So they're willing to do everything that it's going to take. They put in all, they did no stops at what we're going to do to be successful in this community.
I don't know. I'm going to go to a song, but if they got a question, maybe they can call in and ask you if they got a question.
No problem.
231-722-8338. Ms. Elena Zachary Ross. Is there any rumors out there that you want to ask her about? Anything that you're curious to know about? No. You can ask her and make sure, or if not, make sure you show up tomorrow for the question and answer session that's going on tomorrow at 5:30. 231-722-8338 and go to a couple songs and we're going to be talking a little bit more about Muskegon Heights. Tigers, be right back.
It's The Drive at 5 with PA on 103.7 The Beat. 103.7 The Beat. My life. It's the Afternoon Jam with PA. Hit him up at 231-722-8338 or send an email to pa@1037thebeat.com.
Afternoon Jam's 1037thebeat, day after Election Day. In the studio, we got the Vice President and Regional Director for Mosaic Education, Muskegon Heights. Basically, Muskegon Heights Public Schools, Charter School. Yeah, basically. Right?
Ms. Elena, that's who we are.
Elena Zachary Ross, tomorrow, 5:30. How long is it going to be going on, the parents meeting tomorrow?
You know, we're going to, typically it's about 2 hours. We're going to meet the principal of each building. And I know I talked about that first, but we also will be meeting our coaches. You know, people in the area have been talking a lot about sports. You know, we value and put student achievement first, mm-hmm. but we know there's importance of having a well-rounded student. And so you'll be able to meet the football coach, the volleyball coach for these fall sports, because we indeed will have sports. People have been asking. And we have our band. Our band participated 2 Saturdays ago in the Coast Guard Parade, and we're calling them all back. So we're going to have Mr. Moore coming on back leading the band this year.
Now, if they want to enroll their kids at the elementary school, do they go to the elementary school or do they go to the board of education?
For everyone, we're coming to the Board of Education. Tomorrow night, we'll be enrolling elementary, middle school, and high school. We're just holding it there in our auditorium because that's a wonderful venue. But our elementary, middle school, high school students are welcome to enroll tomorrow at 5:30.
Well, excellent choice with the principals. The three that I know, and that is Andre Johnson, which definitely I know. We grew up together. He stays on the same street we grew up at. Matter of fact, he don't have to drive to school, drive to work no more. He can walk down the street.
See, and that's what we wanted, people who knew the Heights, but also valued and understood the importance of education.
Yes, excellent choice. Sonia Hernandez, she did so much out of Edgewood in 1 year. You know, I had never seen an elementary school have a graduation at college. And she done it, and I got it. I gripped it. I don't know if all the parents, I know some of the teachers was against it, unfortunately. But her ideas is just like, were brilliant ideas. She was talking longer school hours last year.
And she's already asked, how can I expand my college-bound program? She's already continuing that work. And that's what I mean about continuing. People are talking about all the negative things, but there were some good things going on in the Heights. And the positive things, those are the things we want to continue and expand upon.
Right. Well, how's the Alumni Association? How's the relationship with the Alumni Association?
You know, the Alumni Association has been wonderful. We actually met our president, myself, our executive vice president. We all met with the Alumni Association just last week, I believe it was. And we had breakfast with them. They brought the board, but also a lot of the alumni members came. And they came out and they talked about their concerns, but they also talked about how they planned on helping. And that's what I love about this community. People don't just talk about what they want to do. They're about doing it. And that's what I love, the follow through. The Alumni Association, led by Joe Warren, he is amazing. He was today out still distributing information to families.
Now, was it a good turnout for Saturdays? They was out knocking on doors. Did you have a good effect there?
They said that they got about to 50% of the neighborhoods. Not very many people actually turned back in their application. Only 15 turned back the applications. But there's so many that are out now. People have them in their hands. They said they're going to bring them back on this Thursday or Saturday. And so we've seen a lot of them bring them back in early this week.
Hmm. You said it was Muskegon Heights. Noticed there were some good things there. Can you, if you don't mind, share. What did you like when you got here? That, like, this is good. I like this.
Well, what I liked is they already knew that they had an issue with math. They were putting in intervention teachers there. They knew they had already identified what the problems were. So they were focused on data. A lot of people think they weren't focused on data. So the teachers know I've got to focus on data. They also had a PLC team, a professional learning communities team, ready to build the whole district to have one vision, one mission, understanding that has to be the focus, a mission and a vision. And so they understand that professional development is necessary. Then there also were those principals and those teachers who really went above and beyond just the classroom to be able to ensure that the school was engaging for more students, you know, all the students needed to know that education was first. Mm-hmm. But how do I engage them? How do I bring them there? And that's what I found is people had very unique ways of bringing those students and engaging them in school, like the example of the college-bound program that Ms. Hernandez had.
Wow. How optimistic are you about Muskegon Heights' future?
I'm very optimistic. We had the first day that we had the interviews, we had over 200 interviews that were conducted.
Hmm.
Not people just coming in, but 200 that were qualified enough to have an interview. We've gotten people who said, I want to leave the public school setting because of the restraints that I had, and I want to be a part of this change. So between the Alumni Association, the parents in the community that I've met, the new hires, all the new teachers, and then the Mosaic model, I'm very optimistic about the change that's going to take place, about the opportunities our students are going to have, and about the success that I expect our students to have in student achievement.
Is there's going to be some new foreign language classes?
Yes. About. Now, you know, the state of Michigan this year has said all students beginning in ninth grade will have 2 years of a foreign language.
Mm-hmm.
But we're starting off right there at kindergarten. They're going to start off right away with Spanish, and it's going to go K-12. So we are implementing that foreign language for everyone.
I heard something about some Chinese too, Mandarin Chinese.
You know, we have other languages as well, especially at the high school.
Okay.
One of the programs, Mercury Online, gives us an opportunity, and that's part of the Mosaica program, gives us opportunity to give our students advanced placement courses, courses that our students hadn't had opportunity to engage in because there might have been only three people interested. The Mercury Online curriculum is an expansion of what we're doing in the classroom.
Uh-huh. That's good. What about aviation? I'm hearing about aviation classes.
Well, one of the things is that our MAISD program has really given our students opportunities that a lot of the Heights kids didn't go to.
Mm-hmm.
Also, other companies have already started contacting us saying, I want to be a part of your change. And one of the companies has been an aviation company to say, what can we do? How can we be a part of this? Because we know we like what Mosaic is doing. We know the kids there at the Heights would truly benefit from this.
That's going to be, I wish I was. And I heard that, I'm like, man, I wish I was in school. I wish they had aviation when I was in school.
Yeah. And, you know, and then even starting not this year, because the MAISD only does it every 2 years, but next year we're going to start our sophomores in the program in which they can have early college, and they'll be able to graduate from high school with an associate's degree.
Wow.
So we want our students to be able to engage in opportunities that's right here in our community. We just need to make sure we partnership, that we make sure that our students are prepared for those programs, and then that they are ready to go, and we're going to help them to get into those programs.
You just let that roll off, but she said graduate from high school with an associate degree.
Yes.
That is huge right there.
It's
that's
huge.
2 years of
it's
college.
It's huge, and it's free.
And
everything that we're talking about is free. You know, our curriculum in other places is a $20,000 curriculum a year, $20,000. This right here is available to our students. And that's what I want our community to understand. We want our students to have the best, just like any all these other students who has only been for those that have been affluent, those who have been lucky enough to been born into a different family with a different
money, well,
money pretty much. And so we believe our students, the students in the Heights, deserve that same thing.
Right. 5 years from now, are we going to look at Muskegon Heights 5 years from now? What do you think we're going to see that's different?
5 years from now, I think you're going to see students who are going to walk around and they will know who they are as a person, understand that they are able to make a difference in their communities when they are able to graduate.
Mm.
They'll be able to speak well, articulate themselves, be able to function in the world of math, the worlds of science, be able to have opportunities. Right now, a lot of our students graduate and they don't know what is going to happen with them.
Mm-hmm.
Our students are going to be confident in knowing that they have a choice. I can go to career tech school. I can go to college, but they know that it's not going to end there. And they're going to feel comfortable and confident when they leave that they have the education that they need to be able to go on to make a difference in their lives so that they can be productive citizens.
Talk about the new hires. You brought a lot of staff in who might not be from this area or might not be from the district originally. Talk about the new hires.
You know, what's surprising about the new hires, I've read a lot of articles and people say, you're going to get all these brand new people right out of college. We do have some of those brand new students, people right out of college, those teachers who just come and they've had experiences. Maybe they had a student teaching in Grand Rapids Public Schools or Muskegon or the Heights, and they just came out of college and they have all these wonderful and bright ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have some experienced people, and those people who have had opportunities in other districts very similar to ours, who really just are excited about the cause. All of them, though, are highly qualified. That's something that people always ask about. Are your teachers highly qualified? They're all highly qualified.
Mm-hmm.
They all know about data. We will be using data in every decision we make in our classrooms. They all know about data. They all understand the importance of our eight pillars. They understand the importance of student achievement, the importance of professional development, the importance of parent involvement. That's huge for us.
Right.
They're not going to be afraid of having the parents work with them in the classrooms, to be involved in their classrooms. That's part of our model. We want
parents. So the parents will be able to come in the classroom if they want to.
Definitely. Working with us. We need them. Our research says the more the parents are involved, mm-hmm. the higher student achievement is going to be.
Wow. Wow. Well, Miss Alina Zachary Ross is here. Tomorrow's a big day at 5:30, Muskegon Heights High School Auditorium, Waters Performing Arts Theater. And Saturday, what's different from Saturday compared to
Saturday? Saturday is a big fair. It's an enrollment fair. We're going to be outside. We're going to have tents, hot dogs. Meet the teachers, meet the principals, learn about our curriculum, enjoy listening to the band. We're going to just be outside, an enrollment fair, big fun day, popcorn, just enjoyment for all, but an opportunity for everyone to enroll, to find out what the buzz is about. I get to meet everybody.
Okay.
I know people have been reading in the newspaper, and I've been here, and I appreciate this time, but I want to meet the parents. I want to meet more of the students. So it's a time for us all to get together, to see who we are, to be able to start this collaboration, this relationship that we're all going to have. And it's going to be fun. And then Saturday, everything's free as well. There's no cost. All they have to do is sign up, not sign up for school, sign up and register. We want them to enroll in school, but we need them to register and to get their tickets so that they can get their hot dogs. And we'll have raffles. There's going to be games. It's going to be a fun time.
All right. All right. Thank you for stopping by. And welcome to Muskegon. Let me find the hand claps right here. Let me find some hand claps right here. There we go. Welcome to Muskegon.
Thank you so much.
Miss Alina Zachary Ross, I'm sure we're going to be having you back on radio, and as much as possible on radio to talk about the good things that are going on in Muskegon Heights Public Schools Academy system. Anything else you want to share in closing?
No, I just appreciate the support we've received from the whole entire community. Heights families, I want the pride to really stand out this year. We need you to come and re-register, re-enroll your children so we can truly be prepared. We want to start off well, but we need to be prepared. We need to know who's coming back, and we need to know if you're really committed to the Heights.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Thank you.
It's the Afternoon Jam with P.A. Hit him up at 231-722-8338 or send an email to pa@1037thebeat.com.